什么你和家里联系感觉有种喉咙疼。
哼。
Minutes. We decided to use a kinetic charger, standard trick, because it can come in various different sizes. It wasn't going to be a problem factor. We wanted a standby function. The case material is going to be soft, rubbery, changeable. Buttons with a combination of LCD and rubber according to the design. Bright, funky designs inspired by free, keeping with the hip kind of feel. And to try and incorporate voice recognition software into our design until we can find out more about the cost of things like that. And the rubber buttons that we'll use will be anti-RSI. Okay. Prototype presentation.
For us.
I think
yeah.
That would be you.
Okay.
Me and William worked on a prototype, and I think William is going to make a presentation.
Yeah, shall I show?
Do you want to hold it, and I'll Yeah.
I'll show you the presentation. Can I just make
it? Yes, yes, you can. I'll get it out.
Okay. Very crazy. Thank you.
It's like one of those things and you can just take it on.
Oh, that's
okay, so this is our look and feel presentation, our final presentation. And we'll first look at the exterior of what we've come up with over there. It's going to have a plastic body with a sort of standard colour. Either we're thinking something fairly neutral, like a white or a light blue or something. This is underneath the rubberized outer casing, which there'd be sort of a wide choice. They would be attached, but we can come up with that.
Okay.
The wide choice of colours and sort of patterns, so you've got a lot of customization with it. It's obviously in a sort of clamshell design, and the top LCD screen you can see there would be sort of it would be sort of inset into the top, and the buttons at the bottom would so it will fully close flat.
Oh right, okay,
yeah. And working on the inside, we've already said decided on the kinetic batteries, which actually thinking about it now, you could also probably attach to the flipping open and shut as well, so that you could probably get.
So put it in the top section rather than the bottom section, because it's the top
part
of this. Okay.
We decided that the voice recognition system, they did actually say on the email that they were sort of coming in and they were fairly easy to get hold of, so we presumed that they'd also be quite cheap. So you'd have something like where you'd shout out where is the remote, and it'll shout back, "I'm here" or something. And then,
something.
It won't shout out, "I'm here" or something. It'll just shout out, "I'm here."
Okay.
Or something
I'm under
to similar effect.
That would be too bad.
Yeah, if it was getting that, that could be something for next time, maybe. You can have a remote that tells you exactly where it is. The standard transmission with the TV using all the standard chips that we've talked about. It would have, obviously, because it's split over two different layers, it would need two separate PCBs that would be joined at the hinge through some sort of cabling. And because obviously all TVs use the same infrared medium, we'd just be using the same thing to transmit the data. And the infrared sender would be on the on one of the bottom layer, just at the front of the. I don't know really how to put
Like
it on.
here.
Yeah, something like
Okay.
Infrared could be
Actually,
here
no,
also.
it would be, you'd have to be
Yeah,
on the
on the front side of that, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, okay,
So
yeah, got
even
you.
if it's open here, it's
So
still
when you've actually
pointing,
got it open,
yes.
it would be
Yeah.
facing the TV.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then finally, on the interface, the top screen, as we said, would be an inset black and white LCD touch screen, which yeah, would have all of the available functions for the remote on it. Whereas the bottom screen would just contain the standard buttons, like the volume up and down, channel up and down, power on and off,
Okay.
and things to that effect. And now we also decided on the inside we could possibly either have some kind of sort of bezeled logo on it, or something inset, or maybe an engraving of the logo on the top.
But not interfering with the
No,
outside kind of look of the product once it's.
not interfering with the whole look of the
Okay.
product when it's out on the thing. And finally, that's how we put the fashion back into electronics, as
Thank
that
you
is
very much,
that's the company
Siri.
logo.
Wrapping it all up. Okay. I've now got evaluation criteria. Similar to what it was before, though.
Okay.
Sorry.
This stage of the evaluation is really for us as a team to evaluate if we have now got a product specification and prototype design that meets the criteria that we got from our market research. So this is the first stage of the evaluation. Now, the collection of the criteria, as we saw in our previous meeting, was based on the user requirements and trends found in the marketing reports and marketing strategy of our company. So it's what we discussed in the last meeting. Are we actually meeting those trends and requirements? Now, the findings that we came up with, just a recap, are here. The criteria that we want in this remote control are a fancy look and feel, technological innovation, it should be easy to use, it should incorporate current fashion trends, and those are the two main ones, they were the spongy texture and the fruit and vegetable strong design colours. The design should minimise RSI, and be easy to locate, and we were still slightly ambivalent as to whether to use voice recognition there, but that did seem to be the favoured strategy. But there was also on the sideline the thought of maybe having a beeper function. Okay, so we can come back to that slide if you don't have a note of those. I'll just show you how we're going to evaluate our own feedback to this, to what we have so far. We're going to use a 7-point scale. When one is true and seven is false, we'll look at each of those criteria that I've just mentioned. I'll pull that slide back up, and I will just do a preliminary rating of all those criteria on the whiteboard here. Does that seem clear? Any questions? So we're going to look at
Is
these.
it everybody's going to evaluate or just the market?
Yes, we're going to come to. We will discuss each one, and we'll come to a consensus rating between one and seven.
Okay.
Okay. One is true, seven is false. So I won't write all of that out again. It will just be criteria 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or A, B, C, D, E, F, to confuse it with the number rating. This is where I realise how tiny I actually am.
Just right, smiling.
Criteria. Actually, it might be an idea if we each did give our own individual rating, we could take an average at the end. How about that?
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
okay.
good.
So I'll just separate the ratings by guy 1, 2, 3, 4, we know who's who.
Yeah.
Okay. Criteria A, the fancy look and feel. How do we feel about this prototype model relating to fancy? Is a fancy look and feel 1 is true, 7 is false? My own rating for that would be a 2. 1 is true and 7 is false.
I would agree.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'd probably put it 2. Yeah, 2 or 3? No, 3.
Okay. I said 2. 2?
I would say 4.
A 4, okay. Adding those up, we've got 6 and a 5, 11 divided by 4 is what? 2 3/4? Is that right?
Yeah,
3.
2 3/4?
Yeah.
Okay. 2.75, there we go. Okay, criteria B, criteria on you. Technologically innovative. I would give that a 3.
I'd give it a 1.
Okay. Not that you're biased.
No, not
at all.
A 2.
The first one reading, I'm sorry. Can you just make it 2?
The average?
Yeah,
for me?
I just thought it.
You want your rating to be a 2?
A.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just don't.
So I'll work out the average for that over here. It's a very slightly altered. Okay, I'm just waiting for your rating.
Just 2.5 for that one.
2.5,
mm.
Okay. So you're waiting for this one, huh?
2.
2, okay. So that is 8, so that brings it down to 2 notes and 7. Yeah. Okay. Ease of use, easy to use. Based on what you've said there, I would say a 1.
True.
2.
I would say a 2.
I should have said a 2 to make the arithmetic. We'll just put almost 2 because
1.7
silly decimal
places.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We want to really bring it down, we can do later. Then we're looking at it incorporates current function trends, and that's particularly in relation to our market research findings about the spongy texture to the exterior and the fruit and vegetable design colours.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just thinking, before I give it my rating, you were limited in the use of materials for your prototype here.
Yeah.
Is this actually going to be the colours that you choose?
No, the base colour was
like
white or sort of a light blue, but the changeable fascias would allow you to get any one of a number of colours.
So you could use any strong fruit and veg colours, and that's what they're
planning
to do.
Yeah.
Okay. And the spongy feel is no problem with that.
No, because that's the spongy feel would be in the rubber that you put around it. That,
okay.
Otherwise, it's just sort of hard plastic.
In that case, it's got to be a 1 for me.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1 as well.
Everybody's
okay.
1.
That part was so silly.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to, does the design minimise repetitive strain injury? I don't think we've really touched on that
mm-hmm.
a lot. We've discussed it. We haven't really come up with anything that we felt could feasibly reduce that. We've talked about pointers, but the very use of a remote control, if you're someone who's zapping, sitting there,
yeah.
We found so many people did, how do you minimise that in such a small time?
Well, the type of button that we're going to use in the bottom half, the material, minimises our size, it's meant to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's like, with the size that we've got, it's quite small, but with the amount of stuff we're putting on it, isn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because there's more space, it's not kind of moving around, trying to hit
mm-hmm.
accurately the buttons in between.
Right.
It's quite obvious, just big buttons.
Right.
I
think I'm going to have to be neutral on that and give it a 4.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go for a five actually.
Five.
Four.
Four and then.
Four.
Twenty one, so that's 4.25. And finally, last but not least, easy to locate. So we talked about voice recognition, we talked about a beeper, the way the
Yeah.
sounds come to any
Yeah, it
decision.
was a voice,
It was the
voice
unclear
recognition.
thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're happy with the costs on that. That's going to be
Yeah,
reasonable cost-wise.
yeah, that's feasible.
That sounds good then. I'd go for, I think we can adjust the volume on that just as we could volume on TV.
I think
Sounds in the other room or TVs in different rooms and.
it would probably be
A standard.
a standard. It would be a standard. It would be quite loud.
It would be.
So it would be
Built into
And if you
it.
didn't hear it in the room you were standing in, then you realise it wasn't in that room, you go into another room.
Logical. That's a one for me.
Yeah, one.
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 And one.
I do realise that we might be being fairly biased because it is uncommon.
So, how do we feel about this? We've got our we've got the highest rating of meeting the specifications, that is definitely true, for two of the six criteria there. That is for incorporates current fashion trends and easy to locate. The lowest rating we've got, which is really, it's not terribly low, it's close around neutral, is for the minimization of repetitive strain injury. Do we feel on the basis of that, of these evaluation findings, that we can go ahead and now produce this as a prototype and market it, or do we have to make further modifications?
I don't think so.
I think,
You
yeah,
want
I
to go
think,
ahead? I think we, yeah,
yeah.
I think so.
I think for most of those ratings, it's high enough at the upper end of the scale for us to go ahead with that. And I really doubt if, on the basis of current technology and our current capabilities, we could actually do much
Be
more
much,
to limit
apart from
that.
having a huge big.
I know. Okay. Well, I hope that's clear to the team. Is there anything you would like to ask me about the findings before I sum up? Don't think so.
No.
Good. Fine then. I'll just leave it there.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got finance here now. I'm going to plug this in so you can all see it, if that's okay. I presume that the screen will go blank. That okay, we just type numbers into this and we come out with the final value. So are we still on for kinetic?
Yeah.
Okay. See, it would have been handy to have this at the beginning. It might have influenced our choice. Right, what's happening with the electronics?
There's regular chip on print and
Go.
oh no, the yeah, it's you've put in three for the number of kinetic cells, there should just be one. In the top, it's the number.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and
So would there be
yeah,
two?
just no, one rig,
One chip?
yeah, one of them and one sample sensor and sample speaker.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
No double curve. No.
One double curve.
Two, because it's
Two,
two.
okay.
But it has a slightly flattened bottom, so it gets fit.
So what's the sample curve then?
Yeah,
It
I'd
would
say
be
it
a
was,
flat bottom with one curve
yeah,
on top of it.
I think it's
So just one double.
One double curved. And what, no, because one, yeah, one's double curved, and then
the
other
curves
one's.
At the sides, but it's slightly flattened at the bottom, so it doesn't roll over.
Plastic.
We've got plastic and rubber, haven't we?
Yeah. Plastic with one and maybe
a
special
colour.
I think rubber, since it's being used just as a casing, we can put 0.5.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, because I think it allows the 0.5, no? You can use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it mean if you put 0.5 to that?
Means we are not using a lot of rubber actually.
It would be like saying we're using
a very low quantity of rubber compared to plastic.
See, it says case material. So we're not actually using plastic in a case.
No,
are we?
No, that's it's actually.
It's
an
including,
extra.
It's including.
So that shouldn't be actually on there because that's not incorporated in the cost of the remote. You get.
But it is going to be part of the total cost, and there's nowhere else we can put that in, is there? There's nowhere else we can code for the rubber used in the casing. But we're not having to code for it in cost somewhere then.
Okay. We'll just put it in as half. Or we should just put it in as one because plastic is zero anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
And we don't have to talk anything else to use. Okay, special colour, do we need that? Interface.
Push button.
Yeah, the push buttons one and LCD display one.
Buttons.
I think we could change the battery also. So we could kind of take how we're going for a standard battery.
Is that not made any if you click off that square now? Does that make any difference?
Well,
is that not gone up? Oh no, 7.5 it's change.
No, it's uncurved completely, it's just actually making the rubber case the curve, so it's not going to make a difference.
Uncurved, right.
Well, it's not made any difference, has it?
No,
well,
it's not calculated.
No, you've got to click off to calculate it again.
Okay, there we go.
It might, you might be assuming that that is in euros, it could be in dollars. And then we'd be fine because the exchange rate would make it effective.
We haven't been dealing with dollars though, I think
it's in euros.
Okay, so the highest we've got is the electronics here.
If we moved away from our much loved idea of a kinetic battery and just like the standard batteries, would that make a huge difference?
Yeah, the standard, it would make one difference. The biggest one would be taking away, if you took away.
What I feel is customers never said anything about the battery, it's internal, nobody looks into the battery.
Yeah.
But shape and curve,
if you take away the voice, I don't know what to say, but if you take away the voice recognition, then you've got it.
Voice sense, we should form.
Do we see what difference it makes?
Where's the,
No,
where's the voice recognition?
It's samples, sensor, samples, speaker.
Right, okay.
If you took away that, that'll make it 12.35.
Well, the kinetic is 3. If we change it to the batteries, that's minus 3.
No, yeah, but you. Minus 3 plus 2.
Oh, right. Keep saying 0. We can do it some other way. We can do, it doesn't have to be voice recognition. We could do voice recognition for, you know, business class or something, you know, like an upgraded version.
Yeah.
You could choose to have
but
that or not.
But I mean, in I know it to be why we have to sell it for 25 euros now, because they were saying they were quite willing to pay more for a better product.
But we're still working to...
So should we just change the design specification then?
We're working to head off the specifications. This is what this project team is working for. We can put in our recommendations of what we found and what the consensus that we've come to the result of meetings. But we need to work to that specification to start with.
Yeah,
and I think the voice recognition sounds wonderful, but our object is so distinctive that that in itself is going to make it easier to locate, as I've been on a first instance. As you say, we can offer the voice recognition initially to business class customers.
Okay, we can make the price fit and then say if
and
we had
we
our budget, we would have had this.
Yeah.
Because it also sets it apart from the crowd.
They
like their
gadgets,
they like something that's completely different.
Yeah.
It's something completely different associated with your company. Right, okay, so.
So if we take voice recognition,
that'll do it. 12.25? Is it 12.25?
No, it's 12.25.
Are you sure? Sorry. We need to double your.
Yeah, well, 12.25 times 2 is 25.
Oh, I think
it's
really equivalent
to 10p. I've got 2.15, which is less than 10. I don't know, but 50% is the cost.
I think the gender one was where the price was, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's today. So
is that got us covered for the electronics then? We don't need something else to take that place?
No.
Okay.
Because that was just a bolt on extra, you could just take that out. And it'd be fine.
Okay.
Seems fine.
Yeah, I think
except voice recognition, everything is.
Right. Done that. Okay. Project evaluation. We've done room for creativity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got decisions that we would have made that we weren't. Didn't feel able to make. I presume we discussed leadership and teamwork?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
in the sense that did you feel like a team or did you feel like
I'd say it was a team.
There was so much interaction, so much that we needed to
find out
bounce off each other. And I certainly felt heard, listened to, and that in relevant areas we've been able to give and take and adjust our agreement if necessary.
Yeah, I think it was a very constructive feedback by everybody. It's not like people trying to cut each other. It was more of a through cohesive teamwork. We came to a very pretty creative design. I think Sarah, you coordinated the work very well.
Thank you. How did you find it?
Yeah, no, I thought it went really well. And I feel that everyone was listened to, and all the points that were raised seemed to have been sorted out. Though we didn't quite make the voice recognition in there, but that's good.
Yeah.
I think it would have made it the final product if it was actually. If we'd seen the marketing before the initial specification was put out, I think maybe it would come out a little different.
I like the fact that we could say an idea and it be suggested that there wasn't the best idea, but no one felt like shot down. You know, it didn't matter if saying what you thought, because if it wasn't something that was that relevant, then it didn't matter because it was just another idea and feeling like that. Teamwork. Well, you two created that wonderful specimen of a playdoh model.
Yeah.
That was the best part of it.
I'm still not caught up. But that's nothing to do with teamwork at
Yeah.
all.
Maybe we should think of branching out into children's toys and playing
Maybe.
mobile phones if we're having playing on Zoom.
Yeah, that was quite fun. Means, whiteboard, digital pens, etc. What does that mean?
I
And the
think
idea
let's
of
discuss
regular
which
materials
ones.
we had for
Yeah.
communicating and sharing information.
Yeah.
Could it have been better? Was it adequate?
Yeah, I think we probably would have used the Azure email system more had we actually
Had time to kind of
had more time and if we'd been separated more.
Yeah, because we could just sort of say, sorry, what did you say about that, or what do you think about that,
Yeah.
rather than having to email it, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was nice having it there. Like the whole picture of the thing.
Yeah, but they may move now then. But I think it's good, like, we spend times individually. I never thought of a remote control with a flip top.
Yeah, I think it's
Yeah.
handy,
Actually
isn't
borrowing
it?
from other
Yeah.
areas, it's, you know, bringing things from other areas in. So it's, I mean, nothing is new, but it's applying it to a different area.
Vegetables.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Well, they have to come from somewhere, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
But they
And
can
as sorry,
Yeah, sorry.
As was shown by your presentation with all of the other controls, remote controls, no one's thought about it
No.
particularly. I mean, there's slightly differences. Someone's been shot in the room and said, make ours a bit different from everyone else's because it's something we should think about. But obviously, no one's put any
Yeah,
great deal of thought into
I
it.
don't think the companies are really concerned. They're just like, we've got a DVD player. Does anyone remember the remote control? Can't you get the one that we used for the last one? Yeah, just jazz it up a bit. Yeah, they don't really think about it because normally the remote control isn't the product which they're trying to ship. They're trying to ship the
Yeah,
DVD
focus
player,
on
the
non-smart.
video
But then
player, the
when
TV.
everything is really smart
Yeah.
and you've just got this big chunk of black
Yeah.
thing sitting on your coffee table, it doesn't go. I mean, if you could have something that's proper funky thing, a funky item that's individual to you. I mean, they could even go into you go in with an idea and they design it on Photoshop and then you just get it printed on the plastic.
Yeah.
You'd pay a lot extra because it's individually being the plastic was being made for you.
Yeah.
But people could have anything that they wanted.
Surprising
'Cause
thing is,
what
like, people give a lot of attention to modifying mobile phones. Like every month you see a new launch or something like that.
Yeah.
And new television products coming up. But nobody giving much idea to this.
I
Like,
think
so I
it's
was thinking
really good
everything.
that this has been very market research based
Yeah.
because just going back to mobile phones, I mean, this is the first change in remote control devices that I can really, you know, say is this obvious and visible. We see it in mobile phones a lot, and that's where we've borrowed a lot of ideas from. There are innovations in that that people don't really want. I see
Yes.
people wanting a model of the phone they're really happy with and they can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
It's innovation for innovation's sake, and I think it's wonderful that our company is so R&D based.
Well, it's innovation for money's sake that people have to keep
Forcing
buying.
it onto people because they
Yeah.
think that, you know, they might want to buy the thing they
And
really
you can't
want.
get, you've got your handset that works fine, but you can't get battery anymore for that type of phone because the phones have moved on, things like
So there's
that.
a cover to fit it.
Yes. In closing, our costs are below budget with recommendations that the budget be increased. But I think, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that takes into account overheads, like us being well paid kind of thing, and the heating for the building? Do you think our budget includes everything, all the costs that are going
I
out?
think it's just the product, just
I
the
think that was
production
just
cost of
the
it.
physical.
So it looks, well, it looks like it's going to be 50% profit. You've
Yeah.
still got all of the overheads to come out of that. So
Yeah.
maybe increasing it you would also have to increase the price that it sold at.
Maybe you
Yeah,
could do
I
that.
think, but you were saying that that's quite
I
a
don't
I think
know,
in the meeting
from
that we were
marketing
given, it's very specific. I think we've done what we're required to do, and I think we'll have the other project team or a new project for us to look at those kind of things. I don't think that's something we have to look at and find a way of raising cash for.
Yeah, it was
We've done very well to get rid of the ratchet, and it still makes such an innovative item
Yeah.
that I think people are really gonna want.
It's a shame it won't ever get ruined.
Maybe
Yeah,
I
yes.
can see
Maybe
maybe
somebody
someone
else
can
sell
sell
it.
Possibly. Yeah, it's conspiracy game, I think.
The project has been evaluated well and truly.
Yeah.
And we've got the meeting summary and questionnaire.
And the final questionnaire.
Oh, so we've got about 50 minutes to catch up with everything that I fell behind with. So I'll be delegating in my role as project supervisor. So good luck.
Celebration will be helpful, right?
I think celebration is the 25 pounds. Either that or we'll be dancing on the desk.
Okay, is that it then?
Yeah, just last, I think.
Awesome.
I think I've got minutes for two of the meetings and the last thing.
I didn't have to rate you on how much you made things the meetings this time.
Was that not the questionnaire for the how you felt you'd done in your thing?
I know, but do we not sometimes evaluate in these meetings?
Yeah, there's, yeah. I think, yeah, questionnaire 7 was the one I did before the meeting. Yeah.
I just got